Continuing with our planetary theme today, Flora Lichtman is going to talk about her video pick of the week, and it is a beauty.
It's a perfect illustration for our book club segment. This week's video is landscape astrophotography, which I have to say looks a lot more compelling than it sounds. It's really
sell it for
no, it's really beautiful. It was gorgeous. All done by Colin Legg, who's a photographer in Australia, and he's making these time lapse scenes of the night sky. And I'm sure that our listeners have seen this stuff before, but really, I think this is some of the most spectacular version of this kind of celestial eye candy that I've ever seen.
It really is breaking new ground. You think you've seen a good time lapse of the sky and other places and sunsets and nothing like.
It just gets better and better. And I think part of that in talking to Colin Legg about his work is because the cameras are getting better. So he said, for example, you know, to take these and make these sequences, you take 30-second exposures. You leave the shutter open on your camera for 30 seconds. And what happens is that you can pick up colors in the night sky, not even the aurora, in other places that you could never see with your own eyes. Because remember, we're sampling the night sky with little machines in our head that sample at 1/60th of a second.
Right.
And when you think about that, it's kind of remarkable, he says, that we can even see the Milky Way at all because it takes 30 seconds for a camera to see it. And then he goes all night. I mean, he takes 9 hours or sometimes days upon nights of footage, so thousands of frames, and puts together these sequences.
They're gorgeous. They're up there on our video pick of the week up on our Science Friday website at sciencefriday.com. He does IMAX also, doesn't he?
This was something that was really interesting to me. Have you ever thought about where that kind of IMAX footage comes from? I hadn't considered it until talking to him. So he did an 11-day and night shoot out in the middle of a lake bed, and you have to do the night sky. So to do that, you need to be in a place that it's really dark without a lot of light pollution. So that means you're in the middle of nowhere. And how do you run your electronics, your 5 DSLR cameras? Because that's what it takes to get the number of pixels you need for that supersized IMAX screen. You have to have solar panels. You have to have a crazy setup. It was amazing.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
It's our video pick of the week on Science Friday from NPR. I'm Ira Flato here with Flora Lichtman and Ned Heist talking about a special extra stuff for our book club.
Just inspiration.
That's right. Read the book, watch the video.
Did you gather any tips for aspiring knife? That's the first thing I saw. I saw that said, I have to do this.
I have to
make these photos. You know, I like to fool around with cameras. I love looking at the night sky. I'm glad that Orion, my favorite, is out now in the wintertime. Can you give us any tips? So can he give us how we could do this ourselves?
I'm hoping that we can get more, but I have a few starter tips. I wondered the same thing. I was like, I can't believe this is possible. So here's a really nice one that works for any photographer. If you need to steady your tripod, you're shooting in a windy place, like let's say you're on the top of a mountain, like Colin Legg is all the time, you can just take a bag, fill it with rocks, and attach it to the tripod. I loved that because he has this very high-tech setup, and then he has a bag of rocks attached to his tripod.
Simple stuff.
But also, you know, he does eclipses. So in this video montage, just to give you the real hard sell, everybody.
It's a beauty.
there's a full solar eclipse that he captures. And there's a huge light change, as anyone who's experienced an eclipse knows, during the course of the eclipse. So you actually have to pre-program your exposures. And then it's like hands-free actual eclipse.
But the comment he makes on the video that you brought in so well is that he knows how jaw-dropping an eclipse is going to be when it happens. So he doesn't want to have to fool around with his camera. He wants it on autopilot so you can sit there and watch what goes on in nature.
That's exactly right. He said he made a promise to himself that even if everything melted down during the eclipse, he wouldn't be bothered by it because he wanted to just experience the joy of that amazing scene.
Yeah, it is amazing. It's up there on a video pick of the week. It's a solar eclipse, all kinds of stuff in there.
Well, I just wanted to let listeners know that we know the next book for the book club already, so you have plenty of time to read over the holidays, get your eggnog, and a copy of The Andromeda Strain.
Ooh. Michael Crichton.
Michael Crichton came out in 1969, so we're getting into the Wayback Machine again for some...
You can't cheat and watch the movie. You have to read
it. Or you can, but
you can do both.
That was a game-changing book, if I remember correctly. Got people really to think about all that kind of stuff.
I've never read it.
I haven't read it either.
It's been on my list for a long time. So that's the book for January. I promised I'd give some extra time this time around, so... Mm-hmm. If you get that gift card and you don't know what to buy, get a copy of The Andromeda Strain.
Yeah, it's a good follow-up to this book we're talking about, with David Sobel's book.
Harder to do an illustration for that one video.
Harder to do, yeah. Well, if you watch the movie, they do some good.
Yeah, I guess that's right. Never mind.
They make up some good illustrations. Well, I want to thank you. Thanks. I'm going to gavel close our book club for this session. We're going to say goodbye. Thanks, Flora Lichtman, our multimedia editor.
Thank you, Ira.
Annette Heist, our senior producer.
Thank you.
Join us again for next month's Michael Crichton's book, The Andromeda Strain. We'll be talking about that. And don't forget to go to our website at sciencefriday.com. Up there, it's our video pick of the week. Incredible time-lapse photography.
Can't oversell it.
This one. You will be happy to share this one. Greg Smith composed our theme music. With help today from NPR librarian Kim Molesky. If you missed any part of our program, you'll like to hear it again, subscribe to our podcast, audio and video, iTunes and Android apps. You can also take your tablet and surf over to our website at sciencefriday.com and download them there and listen to what's going on and watch the videos. You can tweet us on Facebook all week long. We're Twittering at SciFry, S-A-F-R-I. And you can join us and like us on Facebook, too. And leave a comment on our website at sciencefriday.com. Join our mailing list. We'll give you extra stuff if you're on our mailing list, too. Have a safe and great holiday week and Merry Christmas if you're celebrating. We'll see you next week. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.